It was around 7:39 p.m. and it was pretty dark. She peacefully waited for me while playing Candy Crush on her phone. The house was filled with the aroma of fried chicken, which she had made for dinner. She stared at me as I walked in. Her glasses rested on the tip of her nose, and she was wearing a puffy jacket because it was cold. She smelled like fried chicken, obviously. She has dark brown hair that she balayaged with blonde. She absolutely loved singing. Back in the days, she was always a backup singer for famous Indonesian artists. If you put on any type of music around her, she'll start to dance. She's my mom. She was ready to start, but hated the thought of having it be 15 minutes long, as in the interview. Anyways, the focus of it was to get my mom to tell me more about her culture, and I learned a lot. I wanted to highlight race and ethnicity and gender. A response that I found cool was how she felt about living as an Asian woman in California. I found it interesting because I don't really know what she experiences on a daily basis. She said,
California adalah surga buat orang Asia sebenarnya. Saya tidak terlalu banyak mengalami hal-hal yang sangat drastis yang membuat saya takut ataupun tidak menyuarakan apa yang ada di dalam hati saya. Dan saya merasa California itu sangat multicultural. Jadi gampang buat saya beradaptasi di California. Tetapi ada hal-hal juga yang mengejutkan yang saya masih harus belajar dan beradaptasi.
My second question was about her culture, the Bataknese culture. And I found this response interesting because it's cool to learn about different cultures and how they function, and I wasn't 100% sure on what to expect. I asked her what the Bataknese culture was all about, and she said,
Kebudayaan orang Batak itu adalah kebudayaan semua segala sesuatu berasal dari ayah. Kalau bahasa lainnya itu dari keturunan laki-laki.
The boys?
Iya. Jadi ayah center dari segala sesuatunya.
Oh, the men are the center
of
everything.
Iya, the center of everything. Iya. Ayah itu seperti raja, jadi harus dihormati, harus didengar, harus kita harus tunduk.
The interview really gave me a chance to get to know my mom better. It was focused on race and gender. It taught me more about my own background and culture. I had a slight picture in my head of my family's roots, but there were still many unanswered questions that I had. This interview gave me the answers I was looking for. The interview taught me to be grateful for growing up in this time period. Hearing the ways people were treated in my family back then surprised me. I'm glad I don't have to face the same struggles today. Overall, the interview was fun for my mom and I because my mom loves talking about herself. It took us a few tries to stop laughing during the recording process, but we finally got it, and I'm very happy that her story will be told. How do you know my